Hey there, friends. Jeff Fritz again, and I want to talk to you about more ways that you can succeed using Blazor. And today, I want to show you about sharing data between various components and pages within your Blazor application. If we're building a component, we're used to seeing components that look like HTML tags, which means they have those attributes on them, and we can use that to pass parameters into our components. How do we use those? How do we create them and pass data into our components so that we can interact with them? Or if I've got a whole family of components that are set up, how can I pass a parameter from a top level layout or page into some component down the chain that's going to catch and interact with that component parameter? Let's take a look over in the code at how we can work with parameters and what are called cascading parameters inside of our Blazor applications.
Here I am on the Blazing Pizza demo website. This is a workshop that's available that you can download from the .NET Presentations GitHub repository. Let's take a look at how pizzas can be ordered at this faux pizza shop and the components that are available and how we pass data between those components. I'm going to choose a classic pepperoni pizza here, and this modal dialog appears that allows me to set the size of the pizza, choose the toppings I'd like on the pizza, including some very interesting options here. I'll choose extra cheese. And I can place that order, and it lists the pizza that I've ordered and customized over here on the right. How do I pass data into that component, return it from that component, and interact with it? Let me head over to the code and show you a little bit further. This is the index page for that Blazing Pizza website. And you see up here at the top on lines 4 through 20, we're iterating through the collection of specials that are available to this page in that for each statement on line 8. We go through and output information about that pizza special, a description about that special, and a formatted price about it. There's an on-click statement here that has show configure pizza dialog, and we'll learn more about that in event handlers shortly. But down here on lines 50 through 53, we're referencing the configure pizza dialog, and you see what looks like parameters or attributes that are being set on that HTML tag. But as we know, configure pizza dialog is a component, not an HTML tag. So we're going to receive these attributes. We're going to take these parameters into our component and work with them. The first attribute that we have there, pizza, equals configuring pizza, is going to receive the pizza that we are configuring and allow us to edit and work with it. Let me show you the configure pizza dialog and how we receive and configure that pizza parameter. So here we are on the configure pizza dialog, and you see in my code block down there at the bottom of the screen, I have a public pizza called pizza. Now that's a pizza type called pizza that's being received as a parameter. See that parameter attribute in front of it in the square brackets? That's telling the Blazor runtime that you're going to treat this as an attribute on this component. It's going to look like an HTML attribute and pass into this property, and it has to be a public property, a pizza. We can then act on that and interact with that as though it were any other property on this component. And if I scroll down here, you'll see we have the add topping method that's going to add toppings to our pizza. You want to customize your pizza. You don't want just regular pepperoni on there. You want a couple other things. So it's going to take that pizza that was passed in and with its toppings collection, add a new pizza topping for the topping that was passed into this method. I'd like extra cheese, green peppers, onions, whatever it might be. And we also have a remove topping method that'll remove whatever topping was passed into that method from the pizza that we're working on. Hey, that's great, but what if there's configuration options that are being defined higher up somewhere else in my application that I want to pass through all of my components so that they can be received and interacted with? This is where a cascading value and a cascading parameter come in. So over here on my main layout, I've added a cascading value on line 15 and 17. A cascading value is another component we can use in Blazor to define a parameter, and any component that's inside these tags can listen and receive that as a parameter and work with it inside the component. Here, I've defined a cascading value called maximum toppings, and I've set it to the value of 3. Now, you can define cascading values that are complete .NET types and pass those around all of your components, or maybe through just a subset of your components. Here, I'm going to pass that value of 3 maximum toppings through all of my Blazor components that are rendered inside the body of my application. Since my configure pizza dialog is rendered inside of my index page, I can receive that cascading parameter of maximum toppings on line 76. You'll see, unlike the other parameters that we have that are being passed in as attributes, as public properties, this is a protected property. I can make it public also, but by making it protected, it's not exposed as a parameter or an attribute that can be set on my tag. I've defined the property on my cascading parameter with a name equals maximum toppings. This name matches the name from my cascading value. And I've set a default value of 6 by initializing it there on the right side of the screen. Now, I can use that maximum toppings when I interact with my toppings on this page. Here, where you're configuring your maximum toppings, on line 25, if the pizza toppings count is greater than or equal to the maximum number of toppings, we're going to remove the select for the list of toppings and just output the text maximum reached. So now when I run my application, it's only going to let me place 3 toppings on my pizza.